Design Commission for October 8th, 2020, the Commission Hearings Room, room 2500B at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, is closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, under Portland City Code and state law, the Portland Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. Members of the Design Commission and city staff are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is also invited to participate remotely and can provide testimony and comment during today's hearing. The Design Commission is taking these steps as a result of the need to limit in-person contact and promote physical distancing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The pandemic is a threat to our public health, safety, and welfare, and is the reason we are meeting remotely by electronic communications. Thanks to everyone for being patient, flexible, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. So let's begin with introductions. First, Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today, and I will call on the person who is in the upper left corner of my display, and then hand off to the next person, please, beginning with Tim Herron.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome, Tim Herron, Bureau of Development Services. There's a lot of BDS to choose from today. I'm gonna pick Hannah.
Hannah Bryant, Bureau of Development Services.
Okay, Hannah, you get to hand off.
Stacy.
Hello, good afternoon. Stacy Monero, Bureau of Development Services. Hillary. You're muted.
Hillary Adam, BDS. I'll pick Brian.
Brian Tierney, BDS. It's on you, Laura. Yeah.
Laura Duvall, BDS.
And then also pictures for Paul.
Now commissioner, right?
Megan. Megan, are you here?
Oh, sorry, Megan.
I'm here about right now.
Okay, Megan's sound and video feed today is a little wonky, but hopefully Megan will be here. Then next we will move to commissioners, beginning with Commissioner Vallister.
This is Don Vallister, City Commissioner, Design Commissioner. I aspired to something else. It looks like Sam right there.
Sam Rodriguez, City Commissioner. Commissioner.
All right, Sam, you got a handoff.
Oh, sorry, Sari.
Sari Santner, Design Commissioner. Brian.
Brian McCarter, Design Commissioner. Who else? Is there anybody?
Yep,
or Julie. Julie,
yep, that's
sorry.
It comes back to me. Thanks, Brian. Okay, so. Design Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we will begin with items of interest, should be fairly brief, and we will then move directly into a briefing on the NATO Main Street Ross Island Bridgehead with staff from Bureau of Development Services and I think also the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and PBOT. And then following that briefing, we will have a Type 3 design review hearing for the Central Plaza garage alterations. If you are here for the garage discussion, we are at least an hour away from starting that conversation. And there is more reading to be done about the process of a Type 3 hearing, but I will do that right before we begin that case. So let's start with items of interest. Tim Heron, do you have any items of interest?
You know, my only heads up to you all is we're moving forward with trying to schedule more hearings, but less cases on those days. And that was something we talked about before. I think today's an example of that. And we're still trying to kind of string that together as we move through the fall. So I know October looks busy. You know, we have, there's four Thursdays on the agenda, but they're all designed to be short. One of them that's returning to you on the 22nd, for instance, because we got in front of it in time, we were able to schedule that for a start time at 3:30. So the idea being it maximizes the day and then there's only one case on that day. So just know that it's sometimes a little bit of a Jenga to make that happen successfully, just by the nature of how cases come in and come out, but we are trying to make that happen and be successful that way. So just stay tuned to your email. And Laura and Brian's ubiquitous design commissioner alerts that you get, but obviously reach out if you have any questions, Laura, Brian, or I, anytime. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Great.
And then I think that both Hannah and Stacy are here to discuss transmittal letters for materials that are being sent to City Council.
Correct.
Yeah.
I was going to go first with the DOZA letter, since hoping it would be a bit more brief and give Hannah the remainder of the time. So I emailed the commissioners this morning, I believe, with the revisions that Julie had added in response to your comments from the hearing last Thursday. Brian had some comments, and then Julie wanted to add a little bit more about diversity and equity elements that were incorporated into the standards or the guidelines, excuse me. I tried to highlight those to focus your review and was wondering if any commissioners had any comments or edits. And if you had a chance to read those, if not, I'd be happy to put them on the screen.
I read them. And the highlighted paragraphs reflected, in my view, what we discussed and what very tactfully done, Ms. Livingston.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I received it and read it also, and it looks good to me.
In here.
Well, with that, I'm going to check in separately with Jessica and Chandra to make sure that they don't have any comments. And if they don't, I will be forwarding this on to BPS probably tomorrow. And this transmittal letter will kind of be on hold until January, when the project in its entirety will be forwarded to council at the beginning of next year. Yes.
Hopefully, the formatting would be taken care of. At least the version that I opened, it seemed like some paragraphs were smaller fonts, some bigger. And so I want to make sure that that is all taken care of.
I will absolutely check that. My version on my screen doesn't show that discrepancy, but I'll go through and do a formatting pass on the whole thing.
Yeah, mine did.
Okay.
But it's a draft anyway.
Okay, well, I will take it from here. And with that, any other questions, Commissioner Livingston? No?
Thanks,
okay.
Stacy.
With that, I'll go ahead and hand it over to Hannah. Have a good afternoon.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Hannah Bryant. I'm also here to talk about a transmittal letter that you received last week in an email from Kara Fioravanti. The transmittal letter is about the McAdam character statement that we had a hearing on July 16th and then voted on in a work session on July 23rd. This, as you may recall, is being packaged with the river plan, which is going to council. It will be sent to them next week for a hearing on November 4th. But the McAdam character statement will have a different effective date than the river plan. The McAdam character statement will have an effective date to align with DOZA. And I wanted to know if any of you had any comments or edits to the letter that you received. And if not, I will I'll put your signatures on the letter and then send it to BPS to put it into the package that they're sending to City Council next week.
Hannah, I have to admit, I neglected to read it. I highlighted it, but then it got buried. So I will read it. And if you don't hear from me, that means everything is fine.
That sounds great. I will be, there's no surprises. I didn't write the letter, but it is just a summary of the process thus far. And it is the exact verbiage that you voted on at the July 23rd hearing. So I will put your signature on it tomorrow night and send, or tomorrow afternoon, and send it with the letter to back to BPS to package together, unless I hear from you.
Okay. Hannah, I did read it, and yeah, it was clear and direct and simple, and from my perspective, totally fine. I have no suggested edits.
Same here.
Go ahead, Sam.
I think it reflects the discussion we had accurately, so I have no problem either.
Where's Brian?
Hannah, did I send you a track changes? This is Brian.
I have not seen one, but I didn't send you the original letter. Kara did. So if you had a track changes and you replied, you might have replied to her. So if you don't mind going back and sending it to me, that would be great.
I had only two grammatical things, so I'll send those to you.
Okay. 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 Well, sure. I will look forward to getting those, and I will package this. And unless I hear from Commissioner Santner, I will send this on to BPS. Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Okay, so that should be it for items of interest, unless any commissioner would like to weigh in. Anything to bring forward?
Nothing from me. No.
Nothing here.
Nope.
Okay, so if we're good to move forward, let's move on to the briefing